You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Warm market burnout, okay? So how do you handle warm market burnout? And although I don't know exactly what you mean, like, do you mean you're burnout from you've been asking your friends and family forever and you're just burnt out from doing it? Or you mean that your warm market sees you coming and they go the other way, right? So I don't know which one you're like, so we'll do both, right? So either they are repelled by you because you've pitched them so many things, or you're just exhausted of them, right? So it's either kind of they're exhausted of you or you're exhausted of them, right? So I'll help you with both of these, okay? How's that? So first of all, what if they're repelled by you? What was that? Is this a musical note? I'm not sure. I don't know, guys. I just work here. All right, so I'm gonna do a little start. There we go, that's a little bit better. So what if warm market, our friends and family members, right? People that know you, maybe they're coworkers, again, friends and family members, right? And so question number one, should you even bother even talking to your friends and family members about your network marketing business? Yes, you should, okay? But you should only reach out and communicate with warm market when you don't care if they join or not, when you don't care if they buy or not, when you don't care if they're going to support you or not. That's the only time you should reach out to warm market, because if you reach out at any other time, then you're going to come across as needy, as desperate, as just icky. It's icky. So if your idea of reaching out to warm market, and I'm not speaking to remember your name, right? I don't know where it went, but If your version of reaching out to warm market is, hey, I helped you move in college, least you could do is support my business. Or if you reach out to a friend or family member and they tell you no, and you passive aggressively post on Facebook, man, you really get to know people when you have a business. You really get to know who clearly has your best intentions at hand. It's one of, I can't say it's the worst. It's one of the ickiest, crappiest things that happen in network marketing. It's so gross, okay? Stop thinking that your warm market owes you something. They don't owe you anything. Unless you went to them and said, hey, I will be your friend if you purchase my product. And they say, okay, sounds like a plan, right? Unless they have somehow, some way, it's craziness around here. It's there's a battle, it's Infinity Wars. And so unless they've told you, hey, if you ever have something for me to purchase, I'm totally game to do that, which they probably haven't, then don't go guilting them or shaming them. And by the way, when you're learning personal development, which is, it's very funny that I have to say this, okay? But when you're learning personal development and you try to shove that down everyone else's throat that isn't learning personal development, they're not the toxic one. You are. And I know that may not feel great, right? But if you're personally developed, then you should be okay if someone doesn't want to be. Personal development isn't about how do I get my thoughts on everybody else. It's about how do I be okay with everyone else's thoughts? How do I be okay if they don't think like me? That's a developed person. If you are going through personal development and you come out of your seminar, you know who really needs this? Gary really needs this personal development. You know what? I'm going to call him up. Hey, Gary, hey, you need to shape up. Okay. They're not the toxic person. You are. You are. Right? And so that's something that that's kind of a little side note to what I'm covering here. But if you have any, if I have a friend or family member, and I have any like anger, hatred, shaming, guilting that they didn't buy my product or join my team, I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot. Because it's business. This isn't a lemonade stand. This isn't, you know, Girl Scout cookies, which I wouldn't guilt anyone on anyway either, right? This is business. You're not going to shame your way to the top. You're not going to guilt your way to the top. You're not going to be entitled your way to the top. I helped you move in college, right? All of that crap lowers our profession by a substantial amount. So every time a network marketer joins a company, gets fired up, goes to their friends and say, what do you mean you ain't going to buy? You're not going to support me? You're toxic. It lowers our profession. Like it just, and you know, in some cities, I think the profession is just in the basement. It just is, okay? Stop it. Here's when they should buy. Here's when your warmonger should buy. When they want to. That's when they should buy. When they see a benefit to them and they want to, that's when they should buy. And if you feel entitled, like is there a membership fee to being your friend? Does your uncle, does he have to pay an annual membership to be your uncle, right? If it's a cost to be your friend or family member, then some people are gonna wanna opt out of that option. They'll say, you know what? Here, sign this, I'm no longer your uncle. Whew, now I can drop out of your network marketing company without you guilting me, okay? And so, I haven't even gotten into this yet, right? And so don't go to your friends and family members and wag your finger or get a rolling pin and shake a rolling pin at them, you know, with curlers in your hair and say, you need to support me, right? They don't need to support you. You're in business. You solve problems. You help people attain their desires. If they want to make extra money and they like the idea of what you're doing, great. If they don't, that's not a bad thing about them. Stop guilting them, shaming them, etc. And so that's kind of like my overall thought process here. So if you're exhausted of them, chances are you're addicted to the outcome. Chances are you're like, man, they still aren't buying. Right? And so I just didn't have any addiction to that. I had best friends. I mean, I had several of my closest friends in the world not buy my product. We remain friends. Amazing, isn't it? Isn't that incredible? We should write a book. How to not force your friends to buy your crap and remain friends. It'd be a bestseller in minutes, okay? I didn't guilt them, shame them, say, I've been your friend a long time. You owe me. What do they owe me? What do they owe me? What do they agree to? Is there some kind of contract that they were never aware of, right? Doesn't make any sense, okay? And so I didn't put it, however, I am always, if I'm building a network marketing organization, I will always suggest you go to your friends and family members and just see if they're open. Hey, are you open to taking a look at what I'm doing? If not, no big deal. Are you open to taking a look at our product? If you are, great. If not, no big deal. No worries, my friend. We'll still go watch the game. We'll still go to the bake sale, right? We'll still go shopping at the mall, whatever, right? There, my friendship has no condition of, wait a minute, I'm looking here and it looks like you're off auto ship. No longer friend. Ugh, it's gross. Let's eliminate that stuff, okay? Let's eliminate that energy in network marketing. And so number two, let's talk about this. What if they tell you, hey, I'll see you later unless I see you first? Meaning they don't really wanna see you. Maybe you are kind of like me in that I had pitched my warm market many things. Now, one major thing that I didn't do is I didn't guilt them or shame them or any of that nonsense, right? I was at least higher vibrationally than that, okay? Yeah, I like that, Steve. How to freakishly repel your family and friends. Love it. I like it. And so here's what you got to do. If you have pitched your warm market 50,000 things or 50,000 times, then there's something you need to stop in your pitch, and that is the money pitch. Okay? You need to stop pitching the opportunity. And here's what that looks like. So you know you have a burnt out warm market, right? It's not warm market, it's a burnt market. You know you have a burnt market if you go to your friends and family members and say, hey, if you hand me a $5 bill, I will hand you back a 20. And they say, no, thanks, bro. I'm good. Nah, thanks though. No. You don't understand. I'm gonna hand you a five, or you hand me a five. I will receive that five. I will then immediately hand you a 20. Right here, here's the 20. No, man, I'm good. Okay. You've pitched them, maybe some of you have pitched the money idea. Dude, we're gonna be rich. You got 10,000 a month. You're gonna make money, man. It's gonna kill it, right? Maybe you've pitched the money so much that you have burnt all possibility of them believing you about money, period, okay? And so my suggestion is do not, if you're in that space, stop pitching the money. And in fact, deflect it. Now here's what that looks like, okay? So if I'm reaching out to warm market and I've pitched them 50,000 things and 50,000 times, and I've talked about the money a million times, and they just don't buy my crap, right? They've just totally, they're like, don't believe you, dude. Don't believe you. I'm going to go to them and I'm going to say, hey man, I know the business that I'm doing isn't a fit for you, right? Deflect. I know that the business isn't a fit for you, but I think you might like the product, or I think you might like the service. And the reason I think you may like it is because it helps with blank. It helps with saving money on travel. It helps with your love handles. It helps with indigestion. It helps with have creamier skin, glittery hair, right? It helps with something. You deflect the business. Say, hey, I know the business isn't a fit for you, but I think you might like the product. Okay. Now, the truth is people like to buy cool products. They just do. I do. I love to buy cool stuff. Okay. And so other people do too. And this will probably be very refreshing to them. If you're warm or burnt, then it'll probably be refreshing. You saying something like, hey, I know the business isn't a fit for you. They'll probably be like, usually they pitch me $10,000 a month or that we're going to be rich. Interesting. This is a different pitch. And so you say, hey, I know the business isn't fit for you, but I think you might like the product or the service. Okay. You will have much more open ears if you have a burnout warm market. And then from there, say, hey, I got a short video that goes over it. Here you go. And you share with them the video. Now, I would love if there was a mention of the opportunity in that video, right? It's mainly about product or service and a little mention of the opportunity. Because here's what I've seen. When you get willing eyes on a presentation, magic happens. And so I've seen it myself personally, firsthand. I've seen it, secondhand, where you go to this burnt market that totally is immune to your money message. And you say, hey, I know the business isn't a fit for you, but I think you may like the product. And they say, well, what is it? Well, it helps you with love handles, or it helps you with earlobes, or it helps you with whatever, right? With stronger shins, whatever. And they say, all right, well, I'll watch your video. They watch the video and they come back and they say, well, I'm a little confused. And you say, oh, about what? And they say, well, why wouldn't I do this business? This seems really cool. And that's when you get to put on your best acting face. And you go, well, I didn't even think about that. Well, I mean, I guess you're right. I guess you could do this business. Sure. Now, why are you wanting to do the business? And you got them. See how that works? But if I lead with the business to a burnt market, now I'm not saying many of you on here don't have a burnt market. I had a burnt market. I had people tell me, how long are you going to be in this one, dude? Hey, what happened to the last one? You rich yet? Right? I had that. I got those comments. I forged through, right? MLM strong, baby. I forged through those crappy comments, those people making fun of me, I forced through it. But if I had led with, hey, man, I need to make money, and I said, nah, man, hey, I don't think the business is a fit for you, but I think you may like the product. They watch the product and say, well, wait a minute, this seems kind of cool. Why wouldn't I do this business? Oh, well, geez, I guess you could. I didn't even think about that. I'm just curious, why would you want to do the business? And you got them. You got them. Okay? And so there you go. I think we did that one well enough. Helpful? Good stuff?
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.